With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Four people were killed, seven were hurt when a man went on a stabbing rampage Wednesday across multiple locations in a northern Illinois community. 22-year-old Christian Soto is in police custody, waiving his Miranda rights to remain silent, claiming he was high on marijuana. Rockford Mayor Tom McNamara notes the youngest victim, 15-year-old Jenna Newcomb, was watching a movie with a friend when the suspect walked into her home and allegedly beat her, her sister, and the friend with a baseball bat.
Jenna's mom wants the community to know that Jenna died saving her sister and her friend and protecting them from further harm.
Audio courtesy WLS-TV. Also at srnnews.com, a new report says Haiti now needs between 4,000 and 5,000 international police to help tackle catastrophic gang violence.
A new UN Human Rights Office report says that gangs are targeting key individuals in hospitals, schools, banks, and other critical institutions, and that international police trained to deal with gangs are badly needed. The report says that gangs continue to recruit and abuse boys and girls, with some children being killed for trying to escape. Gangs also continue to use sexual violence to brutalize, punish, and control people. The report says women are being raped during gang attacks in neighborhoods, in many cases after seeing their husbands killed in front of them. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Some Texas-based Boeing plant workers are accusing the company of firing staff who brought up safety concerns. This is SRN News. Church attendance is down.
According to the latest Gallup poll, only 30% of Protestant Christians go to worship every week. 14% say they go almost every week, and another 13% are in the pews about once a month. The Gallup survey also reveals that 16% of self-identified Christians say they never go to church. In fact, worship is in decline across all religious faiths in the U.S., with no group seeing an increase since the year 2000. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Kansas lawmakers have approved a bill that would require abortion doctors to ask patients why they want to terminate their pregnancy and then report the answers to the state. Democrat Governor Laura Kelly is a strong abortion advocate, but Republicans appear to have the two-thirds majorities they would need to override a veto. Supporters of the measure say it would give the state better data that would help lawmakers make policy decisions. This is SRN News. The new chairman of the Republican National Committee says job one for Republicans this year is to help voters see the difference between the impact of Republican and Democrat policies on the country.
The contrast is so big.
As for today's Democrat Party, Michael Whatley says, from the economy to foreign policy.
They want to weaken America. They want to weaken families.
Whatley says during a second Trump term, the U.S. will restore law and order and regain respect overseas.
And we're going to have an economy that works for every American family.
RNC Chair Michael Whatley was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reporting.
Republican Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin has vetoed two top Democrat legislative priorities. He announced vetoes Thursday to bills that would have allowed the recreational retail sale of marijuana to begin next year and measures mandating a minimum wage increase. He said the marijuana bill would create health and safety problems. More details at srnnews.com.